All right, here we go. Welcome to episode 21 of 2P Start Live. He's Tim.
And he's Ray.
We hope you enjoy the show. How are you doing, Tim?
I'm doing okay. Not bad. Can't complain, you know.
Good, good. An about face. But first, trivia for you. Our winner from last week, who was the quickest to correctly answer what this song is... Well, it was a close one, folks. This was tricky because this song appears in the game in a couple of very similar ways, but no one correctly guessed exactly where the song we played is in the game. I take that back. One person did, but they were a number of days afterwards. And remember, it has to be correct entries that were only a day apart. So the winner is the first person to have guessed the game in general, and that was QFAT, who said,
"Hey, fellas. I'm pretty positive that tune is from the original Super Smash Brothers when you're playing the target test. Good choice, especially for this week."
Yes, that's correct. It is indeed from Super Smash Brothers on the Nintendo 64. And also, DJ finally corrected himself from last week's contest results, as the song was the monkey target mode of Super Monkey Ball 2, not one as he had originally guessed. So,
which,
you two...
Which, I have to interject, the target mode in Monkey Ball 2 was crappy compared to Monkey Ball 1, in my opinion.
No!
Oh, yeah, it was
no,
horrible.
No! I will not stand for that, Tim.
Okay, first of all, there's no strategy involved in 2, whereas 1...
Yes!
No,
there
I'm
was
sorry.
Dude,
Simple is better.
No, strategy in 2 was awesome, because you could fly around and, like, get the magnets or whatever, and you could multiply your score and land, and you could magnetize the center. It was awesome!
No, see,
you, the one... Here, you want to know which one's worse? Super Monkey Ball Banana Blitz.
Okay, we don't even want to talk about Banana Blitz. That's not even...
but
I don't even
if
include
you
that
want
in
to
Monkey
talk
Ball
about,
canon.
If you want to talk about the target mode that screwed it up, that was the one. Because that was the one people were like, dude, the one in 2 was so awesome. The one in Banana Blitz just sucks.
Let's put it this way. I think I probably invested about 30 hours in target mode on Super Monkey Ball 1 and about half an hour in target mode.
See, you just needed more friends. You needed more friends to do it with you.
Ah, that's the thing, is everyone was in
not,
this
not,
Monkey
I'm not
Ball
saying
one.
I have friends. I'm just saying, like, people were playing with me, and we were enemies, probably, but, you know, we worked it out for a little while. Just enough to do some monkey target.
Yeah, well, I wasn't a fan, but yes, DJ was correct, and...
Yeah, so QFAT and DJ, you know the drill. I'll be making your picture into a floating 2-piece start head, and then add you to our contest winners page, along with everybody else. As such, here is our next contest. Leave us a comment or send us an email and tell us what game this chime is from. Alright, so remember, if you can correctly name where you hear the chime in the game as well, you gain an extra edge against the competition if your correct entries are only a day apart, as we just witnessed. So, let the guessing begin.
I already know where that's from, Ray. It's from Mother 3, the Japanese-only release.
Oh, yeah. Oh, totally.
That's too easy.
So, if someone guesses, like, Earthbound 2, like, no, wrong.
Nope.
So, all that right. Takes us to our...
Oh, brother.
I can't do it, man. I don't know what happened to me. I used to be able to pull this off.
I think you need to see a doctor.
I did.
And what did he tell you?
I don't know. I must not be doing what he told me to, though.
Apparently.
Topic of the week. There we go.
There we go.
I did what he said. Okay.
Actually,
so, Tim, what's the topic, buddy?
Actually, the topic of the week is kind of also our comic talk this week, wouldn't you say?
Mm-hmm. It's a little bit of everything. Yeah, it's quite the bundle.
Yeah, we got a little comment from Kevin Gagliani, and part of his rambling comment was this.
Maybe you should have a section or something in your podcast that tells the readers about how you come up with the jokes and such. I know you do that somewhat, but how's the thought process and stuff? And I guess I don't quite know what I'm asking about.
Well, even though you don't know what you're asking about, we're
going to understand.
Tell you.
Yeah, everybody else does.
Yeah, we figured we'd talk just a little bit about what it's like coming up with a comic, both the idea side, the script, and the drawing.
The question I have is it really that amazing?
No, it's not amazing, but
but I guess if you want a little more insight, we could drop it.
Yeah, it's nothing like scientific or spectacular, but if one person wanted it, maybe there's more. Right?
Yep. So here's how it typically goes.
Now, whatever Ray's about to say is going to be a lie, I can tell you right now.
So over the phone, since we have a long-distance relationship, don't take that the wrong way, Tim. don't tell Sarah. We get on the phone, and we drink heavily by ourselves. And in the process...
turn on Skype.
We go to VG Cat and we read their comic and then we say, dude, let's do that.
See, that's more interesting than what we
then I go
do.
Into photo I go into Photoshop, I do like an invert, I do some color correction, kind of move some panels around to make things backwards, and then we put a date stamp a day earlier than what they do.
Yeah,
we're set. There you go.
That's not
now. Who true. Now? Who wouldn't believe that?
Me.
So Tim, what do we do, man?
Okay, for
reals. I don't even know anymore.
For reals.
See, how do we used to do it? Because I know we used to have a plan down. We used to have things really on schedule.
Do we not and now?
Not really. Well, it's a shortened schedule now. We used to have comics that it was done by Tuesday at midnight.
That's true.
That way we could put it up right for Wednesday as soon as it hits. And now I'm like scrambling to get a few things done on Wednesday afternoon and we'll stick it up.
Well, yeah, part of that's due to schedule. You used to have a day job.
I did, yes.
So we had to have it done by Tuesday night because you were gone during the day on Wednesday. But now you're unemployed.
I like how you stutter.
I can't say that without laughing. And it's my choice, but I still.
I feel like he doesn't have a job. What does he do?
You guys bring in so much cash from our website that
the answer is Smash
anymore.
Brothers. No, I'm.
Ray has a little more free time, shall we say?
I do. So we can work on by choice. Wednesday. By choice.
By choice. By choice. Yes.
Living the dream. Actually, my life is pretty interesting right now, to be honest. I'm kind of in a no man's land of both status. Job and relationship, so it's awesome. I'm just kind of floating around here right now.
But he's working on his portfolio, and it's looking pretty good.
Yeah, I've been giving Tim some sneak peeks of my online portfolio, and yeah, I'm glad you like it. Hopefully, everyone else will too.
Yeah, someday everyone will get to see it.
So anyway, moving back to our topic. So what beer are you usually drinking?
I usually go with a Heineken.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
It's not bad.
Mm-hmm. Actually, the truth is, we try to stay as sober as possible during the comic, because we know if we were drunk, then it wouldn't be funny at all.
And I wouldn't be able to draw vectors.
That's
true. That'd be a problem.
That would be a problem.
See, maybe when I'm drunk, we just pretend it's Tim's take. We're like, Tim did that one.
Yeah, the truth is, episode 9 was actually Ray, but he was trashed.
No. We really don't drink either, so this is really actually kind of humorous.
That's why it's funny, because I actually don't drink at all.
And then if we were to bring in drug use, that'd be funny too, because we don't do drugs either.
That's right.
I was definitely a very cool cat in college, man.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I seem to recall people would come to my room, they'd be like, hey, Ray... You know, we got this party, dude. You should come. Totally. You know, do some shots and stuff. And I'm like, I'm good with Mario Kart here. I'm fine.
Right.
And I was playing Mario Kart, man. I mean, that's what happened. So
that's, hey, you know, good, clean fun, you know?
Yeah. Oh, totally.
Yeah,
hopefully it wasn't by myself, but.
That's true.
Who knows?
Well, we should probably talk about our actual topic here. So.
Really? Because, yeah. I mean, whatever we're saying now is probably more interesting than what we actually do. What we should is make it we should make like a mystery for people. Leave it up to their imaginations.
You don't want to ruin the intrigue, huh?
I wonder how many people are listening. They're like, what is Ray doing? He's just off the wall today.
Yeah, you're a little scatterbrained, yeah.
Am I really?
A little bit, but that's
okay. I haven't played Brawl in the last 24 hours, so maybe that's why.
That's it.
That could do it.
24 hours, man.
I gotta keep myself centered.
So basically, we come into the weekend and do a podcast and realize we don't have any clue what our comic...
That is correct.
...for Wednesday is going to look like. That's
because we used to have like a, oh, you know, here's what you can look forward to this week. Like, no, we don't have that anymore.
No.
And so essentially, since I do the comics, I feel obligated to let Tim come up with the ideas in some way.
Well, thank you, Ray.
Tim can do the ideas. And to be honest, have I really thought of any good ideas lately? It seems like some weeks I would be like, hey, I got a funny idea. And like, yeah, that's good. Actually, I did give you one recently, and we just haven't done it yet. It's solid gold, too, but it's just a matter of... I just have a general idea
about
updating our looks. And so who knows if that'll ever get made. Maybe this week.
Well, I also have an idea this week. And I don't know if you're up for it, though. Remember that one?
Oh, my gosh. So much artwork, man.
You don't have a job.
Dude, I do. It's work on my portfolio. Gosh.
I want everybody to leave a comment
for
the podcast telling Ray to get off his butt and do the comic.
What I have to ask is like, will it totally be worth it in the end? And it's like, kind of. It might be worth it in the end. I'm like, it's just so much for... I don't
get
paid.
For the pennies.
Oh, gosh. Every ad click. So yeah, so we figure out an idea, and I basically have Tim write the script for it. And Tim will usually go all out.
Let's back up.
Oh my gosh, you were complaining we weren't going fast enough.
I know, but I want to make a point though, because I'll come up with an idea, and before I get too far into the thought process, I have to tell Ray about it because I don't want to invest any extra creative juices on an idea that Ray doesn't like,
there have been those times where I'm like, no, man.
Yeah, and then I feel bad because I'm like, okay, this is gonna be great, and I'll you know write a script up and I'll put all this stuff together, and Ray's just like, no. And it's not that he's wrong.
And that's what happened last week actually, because you were like, hey, we should have a comic about how I blow into the Wii. Like it shows us when we're young, blowing into the NES cartridge, and that shows us when we're older, blowing into the Wii. I'm like, I don't think people will get why we're blowing into a Wii though, and it seemed weird. And I'm like, I'm just not up for that. And so it's like, well, maybe we'll do it backwards. And then you figured out a better way to present it. I'm like, yeah, that works. And so it's our collaboration makes it work.
Yeah,
there's
a lot of back and forth because I know I have something sometimes, but I'm really not sure how to put it. And then sometimes Ray will help shape that. And like last week was a classic example. Like we had it was supposed to be one frame from like 1988 blowing into the NES cartridge, and then a parallel frame today, 2008, blowing into the Wii because of Brawl. But it's hard to, for the 2008 frame, there's a lot you have to communicate there for people to understand why you would even be blowing into the Wii.
And even though we know the dust issue surrounding the dual layer of the Wii disc for Smash Brothers, it's like, even normal, like, even people who are on top of video game news might not know that. And
right.
So we have enough people who read the comic, like, my friends will read it, and they're like, it was funny, but I don't think I got it. Did we already talk about this on the show?
No,
and I was like, you didn't get it? It's like, yeah, like, the whole Professor Layden thing, I didn't really get it. I'm like, well, tell me what it was. I'm like, well, what's under his hat? And it turns out he's, like, a Lego guy. I'm like,
that was the joke.
Like, oh, well, I just had never played the game, so I thought maybe there was something else going on. I'm like, no, that was... And so sometimes, you know, even people who are kind of into it are still like, I'm totally lost on this. So it's, I'm always worried about closing off our audience just to, you know, squeezing them too thin.
Right. We try to make them pretty accessible, don't you think?
Relatively. It depends on each week. It really depends.
It depends. I guess the Landmaster one, you'd really have to know Smash Brothers.
Anything that has to do with like old, really old retro gaming, like Pac-Man stuff or Pong jokes or whatever, like or Tetris, those are much more for everyone because I think lots of people know what those games are and then they get it.
Yeah.
Whereas the jokes from today or this week are about things that people of all ages aren't necessarily going to get because they're not in the know about it. We try to keep things up to date with like we need something that's up to date, really funny about a recent thing that happened in the video game community. And it's like, well, people aren't going to get that because they're not following the news.
Mm-hmm.
So It's a fine line that we walk, and I don't know if we walk it perfect, but
You know, you don't want to be
there's
too
some mix
obscure,
and match, yeah.
But yeah, it works out. But yeah, basically, I mean, yeah, once Ray kind of gives the thumbs up, I'll flesh out a script and
then I hide away for a while.
Well, you'd say I give a good amount of detail on how it should look and all that.
Too much detail sometimes. I feel restricted, to be honest.
Yeah, I try to give you I try to give you like an idea of what it looks like in my head, and not necessarily to say, well, this has to be like this, but because I want to make sure you get it, because you got to remember this is all through email, basically.
And I think sometimes though, like the way you set it up visually, you're like, okay, well, this is going on, and so that affects the presentation of it. You know, it's like, and then Ray would turn and do this, and then when I do it, I'm like, well, I need to zoom here, and then it's hard for us to both be talking this panel since I'm off screen, and so it's kind of, it sometimes gets more difficult for me, because I can see what you're doing with the original script, but I also, things are just too complicated for me to draw the way that we see it. And the other thing is, sometimes you'll have a funny idea, and you'll go too far with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying this to be mean either. This is just regular things.
No, we've gone back and forth on this.
It's like, yeah, oh, totally. It's like, you know, you'll take something, you'll just take it like four panels too much. And it's like, no, like, dude, let's cut this stuff down. Like, and part of it is like, I don't want to have to do all that artwork. I don't want to be copying and pasting too many frames. So let's squeeze it together. Let's condense what we're saying. And other times, you know, I'm just way too short about it. And you kind of push me a little farther to do one extra panel. I'm like, oh, I'm so glad I did the panel. You know, it's made it.
It is a balance there. And I think we do a good job of countering each other. Because I do recognize, looking back, that a lot of times, I would carry a joke too far, and then you're kind of killing the joke. For a while there, I was like, oh, Ray just doesn't want to do an extra panel, or, you know, he's done enough, you know, drawing, and that's why he doesn't want to do any more. But really, a lot of times, I think we've talked about this a number of times, where you kind of, the less, the better sometimes, you know?
It depends, yeah, and sometimes when I'm unsure of what to do, I have to stop and say to myself and you, what's the joke?
Mm-hmm.
What is the punchline here? Say, okay, well, the punchline is, like, what's a good example of one thing that we came across?
Well, what about the PSP one, Back to Basics? The last panel, we were going to have a kid with, like, a really tricked out PSP with all this extra gizmos on it or whatever, and the other kid was gonna be like, well, does it play games at least or something like that?
Yeah, and it's, so it's like, well, yeah, and so sometimes we'll accidentally shift our focus to other little details at the end that bulk out the comic, but then it gets more confusing for the reader who's like, I don't get it, because are they saying that because the PSP is all glitzed out, or are they playing it because it gets complicated sometimes. Like, okay, what is the punchline? It's like, oh, well, the PSP just, you know, it's just too complicated to even play games. Like, all right, well, let's just do that. Let's make sure we end with exactly that note. And that usually settles it pretty well, like, you know, whatever side we might be on.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like we argue a lot, doesn't it, from this talk? It sounds like we're always, like, fighting over email. And that's why the alcohol helps, people. No.
Yes.
We never really I think sometimes you'll throw me some comics, I'm just like, I'm not willing, and we'll think of something else. Or sometimes things will grow up from other ideas and whatnot.
Yeah, it never gets, angry or anything, you know?
Not yet. When it gets angry, we should record it for a podcast. Behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Here's your backstage pass.
But, Ray, why don't you talk about, like, I don't know, some of the issues with the artwork, drawing, and all that.
Well, I'm doing it all vector art, so none of it's hand-drawn or anything. And so that poses some problems for me, simply because I'm limiting myself to some degree. Sometimes it would be a lot easier if I just frickin' drew it myself, but then the lines wouldn't be as clean. I like having just the really nice, clean vector lines with the right amount of thickness, and it has a very different look. I give it kind of a different look than I would say other webcomics do, because those are mostly hand-drawn, wouldn't you say? And so it gives it a very kind of stiff feeling that I really kind of enjoy about it. And so my problem essentially comes from when I have to do lots of new art. It's It's like it all has to look really good. And what's nice about on a week-to-week basis, I can take old artwork. You know, I'll drop myself in, but I'll change my head, I'll change my expression, I'll move my arms around, I'll add new hands. You know, I don't have to do it all from scratch every time. And it helps keep a continuity of what we look like, how tall we are, how big our eyes are, that I think I would get weird with if I drew it all the time. So, I mean, my main process is just trying to do the comic and make it funny and look good without skimping too much on everything. It's one thing to be like, well, why don't you just go all out? It's like, that's great. But every week it gets pretty rough. Like it gets very difficult to do something really awesome and brand new looking. And so sometimes I'll really be involved with the comic. I'm like, you know what? I'm willing to go all out. I have the extra time, clearly, to draw a big freaking landmaster dropping through the roof. And I'm like, you know, the more I add, the better it looks. So I'm just going to keep adding for another hour and then, you know, see how it turns out.
How many hours would you say an average comic takes you to draw? I don't even know this answer myself.
I don't know, man. It takes me...
Maybe I don't want to know.
I'd say like 6 to 8 at least.
Okay.
Maybe at most. I have no idea. It really depends. But it definitely takes me a number of hours on one day and a number of hours on the next. So it's nicer when we get these ideas rolling in way earlier, because right. Then I can do like a panel a day and I can spend all those hours on one panel instead of all those hours on two panels, and then it's like half the quality. Mm-hmm. So sometimes if you gave me a lot of panels to do, I'll be like, well, I'm not real crazy about that first panel, so I'm just going to start with the second one. And when I'm all done, if I feel that really needs that first one, I'll put it in. So sometimes we just won't have the intro like you wanted to have it. And we're like, you know, it works better just jumping right into the joke. Like,
right.
Yeah, so I send it to Tim. Something usually goes wrong and I have to fix something. I think a few of the comics still have 07 dates, even though they're supposed to be an 08.
Fix it.
Dude, it's just so much work. And I got a job and...
What? You have a job?
I don't. That was the joke.
Oh, got it.
I'm sorry.
Well, I don't know. That was maybe a little scatterbrained or something, but
I think it'll be worth it. We'll run through the rest of the show here, since we went a little long on that stuff.
Yeah, but hopefully that was interesting.
Sorry if we weren't hilarious this time around, people. And
we'll do better next time.
Doing art is serious stuff. There's no joking involved.
Especially if it's a webcomic.
So for every great comic comes great comments. Ding! And our suggestion box was no different. Mine goes to Rio Luke, who said, referring to Smash Brothers, now whenever I dunk or meteor smash or intercept someone, I just think of that great phrase that I had said. I'm going to rape him into the death zone.
I read that and I don't know what he's referring to. When did you say that?
I said that in the podcast, man.
You did?
We were in the podcast. We were talking. I'll play the clip back here in just a second. But we were talking about how I was being a punk to you. He's already about dead. I'm going to go over there and just rape him into the death zone. And
oh,
and
man.
Like, it slipped off the wrong way there. And Ray in his foul mouth.
Look you out. Really ought to write that in as one of your like taunts.
That's so mean.
You just
mean,
got
though.
Raped into the death zone.
I'm still afraid of like irritating people when I play them online, just from things I say. Like, I try to say nice things and keep people in good cheer because I'm having fun playing and I'm laughing and having a good time. But like, they might not see that
everybody.
At all. I wouldn't say destroying. There's a significant delay of the button press during online for me, so it's like it helps keep everything balanced and a little bit more comical for me.
Yeah.
So what's your suggestion box?
Well, mine's going to go to M. Kava. Part of his comment was pretty funny to me. He says, as for Brawl, I think I may fail my calculus exam tomorrow because of this game. Oh, wells. And then a big, fat, smiley face. So he's got his priorities straight.
There you go.
Know?
That's
calculus,
the way
to... Screw calculus. I got Brawl. What do I need calculus for, right?
Oh, gosh.
Although
well,
I
mean, when do you ever use calculus in your life? And how often do you rate people into death zones in real life?
Yeah, there's your mathematical
there you
equation
go.
Right there.
There you go.
Whichever one is a greater number is the one you should be spending your time doing.
And, you know, actually, I still stand by the idea of I learned everything through video games. This is off topic, but real quick, my friend was talking about how he loaned his friend some money, and I was like, well, has he paid you back? And he's like, no, I don't expect to ever be paid back. I gave that money knowing that I would probably never get it back. I'm like, that right there, I learned that from video games, man. Animal Crossing. Tom Nook told me, if you ever lend money, you'll never get it back. You know, you don't want to break a friendship over money. I'm like, that's very interesting. Of course, watching Judge Judy has definitely cleared it up for me, but that's definitely, yeah, so. Okay, well, on to the most haunted segment of the program, the dreaded Black Doom Award. Each week, Tim and I both mention a terrible choice made related to video games in honor of the worst character Sonic Team has ever created, Black Doom.
So, it's funny you should mention that each week both of us have a Black Doom Award.
You don't have one? Okay, I'm going to throw mine out.
Why don't you go first? Let's see if I can make one up in the meantime.
Here we go. Tesco, over in Europe, you can buy games and stuff from this website. It recently listed the release date of Smash Bros. Brawl in Europe, because it's not out in Europe, obviously, and people are waiting for it. Are you ready for this? Release date, January 1st, 2020.
That's cruel. That's cruel.
So maybe it's a good estimate, but yeah, I saw that and I was like, that's pretty awesome.
That must be some default number in their system for, like, unknown dates or something. I don't know.
So was that enough time for you to get your Black Doom Award?
I guess. It's a pretty lame one, but my Black Doom Award goes to Reggie.
Oh.
Because he dropped a hint recently about the megaton releases for the holiday season, and he didn't give any details. But he did say that there are some franchises that they are going to announce at E3 that will be, you know, November timeframe holiday releases for 2008, which is kind of exciting. I'm looking forward to seeing what those might be.
I'm definitely guessing
Animal Crossing.
I'm going to say Animal Crossing and Pokemon, and possibly something really redone that we haven't seen for a while, like Kid Icarus Super Punch Out, or like Killer Instinct. Yeah, like, you know, just bringing something back that we haven't seen for a long time. Like, oh my gosh, I remember that game. That'll be awesome.
Yeah, I'd like to see some Kid Icarus or something. I think that would be cool.
Be interesting. But we don't
really have a lot of news on what's coming out.
I know. Wii Fit. But other than that, here's the bad news, though, is when it comes to E3, they're going to drop all these titles. We're not going to get them all, though, by the end of the year.
Like, no, of course not.
Like, they're going to say we're going to. They're going to say we're going to get an online MMO of Pokemon, and then we're going to get it like the middle of next year, because it's just Mario Kart. Like, oh, first quarter 2008. Yep. No. Smash Bros. December. No.
Just add 6 months to whatever they say, and you might be okay.
Like, just the fact that it was Smash Bros., Metroid 3, WarioWare, and Zelda were all launch titles for the Wii. Like, no. Never worked out. I really thought that Metroid 3, Mario Galaxy, and Smash were all going to be out last year. Like, nope.
No, didn't happen.
Didn't do it. So, yeah.
Barely got two of them out.
Yeah, exactly.
But, well, no, I like Reggie and all that, except for his awful delivery. He sounds like... Could you imagine me giving a press conference for Nintendo? That's what it would be like.
You'd be better. You'd actually say the emphasis in the right parts.
I just wouldn't be very excited about it.
It's going to take... the fight into an all-out brawl. Like, there's just nothing exciting about that to me at all. It's like, really? I'm going to find a clip. We're going to play it here so people can hear a clip here. But yeah, Reggie is just...
Gentlemen and ladies, start your engines.
He's pretty funny.
He's a nice character to have around, though.
Yes, he is.
Confirmed for the next Smash Brothers? Reggie and Sakurai fighting it out?
That would be awesome. See, if we had the Mii character integration, we could totally have a Reggie.
Oh, that'd be so hilarious.
Oh, it'd be great. Reggie versus Sakurai. Where you could customize their Smash moves and all that.
Oh, that'd be cool. Hilarious. You know what Sakurai's would be, right?
What?
Landmaster.
And for the first time, that includes online multiplayer battle mode. We also think that more racers means more fun.
All right. Well, that will do it for this episode of 2P Start Live. Join us every Wednesday for a brand new comic on 2pstart.com, as well as every Monday for a brand new podcast. So, with that, he's Tim.
And he's Ray.
And we'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.